Welcome, everybody, to Dwanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Dwanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I don't know where you are, but where I am, it is hot. So I hope that wherever you are, if it's hot, that you are definitely drinking your water. Please stay hydrated, because that heat is no joke. It will knock you out if you are not hydrated. So definitely, by all means, drink your water. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. But by all means, drink your water. It's imperative that you do that. The body is 70% water, they say. And so definitely you want to make sure that you are hydrated. It's not a joke. Well, I want to say thank you to all of the new listeners that have been tuning in. I'm looking at the numbers, and they are just growing. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, tune in and spend an hour or so with me and my special guests. You know, this is called Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Dwanza for Life. We talk about health, we talk about wealth, we talk about your divinity. And today, if you've been a listener of Dwanza for Life for any length of time, you know that once a month we have the fortunate pleasure of having as our special guest a brother who has been on the holistic health path for decades. And it is with that experience that we, you know, submit and bow to him. I call him King Coy Dunstan because this brother has really, truly serious testimony that if it don't inspire you, nothing will. And he's been on the holistic health path, as I mentioned, decades, and been healing everything that moves, and has, you know, dedicated his life to sharing information that once the information came to him and he tested it and it worked, and he found out that this is life, not just life-changing information, but life-saving information. And again, he's a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And tonight we're going to be talking about arthritis. You don't have to live with arthritis. There's so many people out there that just don't know of alternatives. And when you don't have an alternative or don't think there's an alternative, then you just go with what is being shared with you and told to you. But there is an alternative to allopathic medicine, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. My special guest again is King Coy Dunstan. Brother Coy, welcome back to Dwanza for Life.
Good evening, Brother Dwanza, to you and your family and to your listening audience. Good to be back with you again.
It's always a pleasure, Brother Coy, always a pleasure. Again, you know, I share with people every time that I can. I send people your way. I mean, if ever I'm found myself in a situation where I'm not well, I call you. But because I listen to you and what you say, I'm not ever in a situation when I'm not well. The last time I had to come to you, it was because I had got hit by a car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My knee jacked up. I mean, but as far as anything related to it or anything related to food or, you know, anything, any complications related to anything that had to do with as a result of my eating, I don't have to come to you because I listen to you. So I don't get sick.
Okay.
Every time I go to the, I get a clean bill of health. And, you know, I owe a lot of that to you, my brother. So to all of the listeners, you're going to have an opportunity today to sit at the feet of somebody who knows what they're talking about. Sometimes when you're talking to people about holistic health, you know, you have healers popping up all over the place nowadays. It's almost faddish to be a healer.
Yeah.
But Brother Coy was doing this long before many people had jumped on the holistic health bandwagon. And Brother Coy, can you tell our listeners how you got started? Because it's such a powerful testimony of faith, of trust, and of God in action. Can you tell people how you got started today?
Well, back in probably around 1980, I just graduated out of law school, and I went home and just to take a break and see the family and talk with them and see what was going on. And as soon as I got there, my mother had just come from the doctor, the local doctor in the town, and she said that he told her to go to Duke University as soon as she could because she had something and he didn't know how to exactly diagnose it. So the next morning, my father and I got up and went into, took her to Duke University Hospital in Durham, and we sit there all day until they came out and told us that she had indications that she had breasts in the cancer in the breast, the colon, and the liver. And they kept her for a couple of days, and after a while, my mother came to me and say that the doctors told her that she needed to take the chemotherapy or she would have to leave the hospital. So after that, we, slept on it overnight, and she asked me, "What would I do if it was me?" And I say, "Well, what I'd do is I'd just pack up and go home to get ready to meet my maker and make yourself as comfortable as you can." So my dad and I took her back home. We got her settled down, and it took us about a week to get her settled down to the fact that she had this disease and this condition, and she had to make up her mind whether she wanted to live or die. And finally, she made up her mind that she wanted to live, and I felt an obligation to assist her in any way I could, and I got busy trying to find out all I could about the body and cancer and where it come from, what you need to do about it. And we worked with her through a company called Nature Sunshine. They had some of the best information available at the time. And we learned that how to take care of the body. If you needed to fast, you need to do, get rid of the things that you know you shouldn't eat or ingest in your body. We learned how to do enemas, and we went on and on until we got to a place to where about a month into it, Nature Sunshine came out with this product called Pardaco, and it had a reputation of emptying the cancer wards in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I got my hands on some Pardaco, and we started using that. And after, within the next 90 days after she was out of the hospital, she was doing much better and felt that she was okay. She went back to the doctor. The doctors were amazed, and they told her, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it." And after a while, they told her not to come back. After that, I was just flabbergasted, I guess is the best word to use. And I say, now, if it's this simple, why isn't it that more people know about this and more people doing it? So my mother lived 10 years after that, and she died cancer-free. And I think everybody was amazed. So after that endeavor, I had opened up a little store in the district, Washington, D.C., where we're located, downtown, called Yours Naturally. And we started telling everybody we could about the alternative methods of healing, and we had the products to go with it. And we helped a lot of people along the way. So with that, right now I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest, and we do we have the vegetarian menu. I like to say it's an animal-free menu. We don't do any flesh, and we have managed to attract enough people to do business for 36 years now. Yeah. And I'm still amazed at the power of the herbs and what God can do with the herbs, what God has already given us and allowed us to heal the body. So I'm thankful, and I appreciate the opportunity to assist anybody that comes and wants some help. I do whatever I can to help them, and we work that way. We don't try to do a lot of other, regular medicine like the cutting and the burning. I'm not an advocate of that. So we try to do it through a diet, changing the diet, eating right, and doing what the body needs to heal it. Mm-hmm. And it always works. I've never known it not to work. If you follow the directions, you're going to get the result that you're looking for. And I've been thankful that I've been a part and been able to provide that service to people. So that's kind of a short thumbnail view of my lifetime. And I'm still doing it today. We get people almost every day coming in with something that they need, and they get it. And right now, we are doing probably the best thing that we that's been produced on the market is the vitamin C. We don't get enough vitamin C, and with the vitamin C, you can correct most any condition that your body have, because most conditions that we have come from inflammation in the body, and we take that inflammation and try to reduce it or make the body more alkaline, and through the diet and through the supplements that we have, we've been able to help a lot of people that way. So, we're moving right along, and we're still doing it. And as long as God says so, I'll be here doing it. So that's what I do.
Well, you
and
know,
that's
brother,
how I
it. You know, it amazes me when I just think about disease, the medical establishment, and just how easy it is to reverse disease just by changing your diet to a living. I mean, just by changing what goes in your mouth, you can actually rid yourself of cancer, I mean, diabetes, arthritis, gout. I mean, all you have to do is just have the discipline to change what goes into your mouth, and you can actually change your life. And I know that you've seen, I mean, your mother was the first person that you worked with, and I know, and you've seen countless people come to you in varying stages of dis-ease, and then you've actually watched the transformation and seeing them, you know, go from feeling helpless to, I mean, back to just like they never had the disease.
Yeah, that it's possible. I've seen it, and we've done it. So that's what I do.
You know what's interesting too, Brother Coy, is how when your mother asked you if it was you, what would you do? And the choice was either take chemo or go home and prepare to meet your maker. And your advice was, let's go home and prepare to meet our maker. You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know, saying, well, let's try the chemo, let's see if this works. I mean, you had already known, if you had already made up your mind, or God had already told you that that wasn't the way to go.
That's correct. That was a premise that we started with, and it proved to be true, because a lot of the people that were doing the chemo at the time, they still died. I mean, they may live 3 to 6 months, and they're gone either way. So I say, well, if that's the case, why are you going to put your body through all of that when you can at least leave here and keep your all your organs and not worry about the hospital trying to kill you? So we concluded that we'd go home, and that's what we did, and we went to work.
Well, see, that's the thing. You didn't just go home and pray. See, if that's what happened, let me just make it clear, I'm all for prayer. I don't have anything against prayer. I believe prayer works, but
we did
enough
of that too.
You know, you didn't just pray. I think that that's what happens with a lot of people when they get diagnosed with something. They just pray, but they don't consider that, as opposed to thinking that there may have been some complications brought about by the diet, and say, let me change that. People are quick to blame the devil and then don't do anything, you know?
Right, they succumb to the devil, that's what they do. They succumb to the disease, and that they don't fight. They don't, and a lot of that is because we don't know how to fight, or we haven't been taught enough about the body to know what it needs. And as a result, when we get this diagnosis from the doctor that you're going to die, we just fold up and die, and that's the worst thing to do. You need to start doing what you should do in terms of taking care of the body, learning how to do that. And if you need help doing that, there are plenty of people out here now that can give you information that will help you bring the body back to a state of health, and that's hopefully that'll continue to grow, and we'll get to a place to where we only have to go to the doctor in cases of the emergency. If you got a broken leg or get hit by a car or something, you know, you may go and get yourself fixed up. But after that, you got to still, it's your responsibility to heal yourself, and there's plenty of information about how to do that.
Well, tonight, everybody, we're going to be talking about, I wanted to give everybody, before we got into the interview, a brief background on Brother Coy, because there are people who are tuning in for the first time, might not have ever heard your powerful testimony before, and that is, I still wonder how long, sometimes I wonder how long Brother Coy was walking around in a daze after he got the news that his mother was cured of cancer, you know, because that is something that really would have put me in a daze for, I'd probably still be in a daze, you know what I'm saying? 30 years later, I'd probably still be in a daze because, I mean, that's just how powerful that testimony is, and I wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to hear it so that when you hear Brother Coy talk about how easy it is to cure arthritis, you know that he knows what he's talking about, okay?
Yes,
so
yes.
Tonight we're going to be talking about you don't have to live with arthritis. Brother Coy, so many people are living with arthritis, and it's,
yeah,
you know, just something for a lot of people that they just assume is something that comes along with old age. I mean, now people are getting it younger, but I think that it wasn't arthritis. They used to call it the old person's disease or whatever because people
used
to
be,
to
yeah,
get it.
Uh-huh. You had to, in your older years, it would, after you have accumulated a engaged in negative activity in the body, over time it will deteriorate into whatever you want to call it. But we still we give up, or we give that responsibility to the doctor, and we go to them, and we do whatever they say, and whatever they say is not what we should be doing most of the time, and that's why we don't recover, or we never get rid of anything, because we the doctors are just, they're just practicing on you, and there's not much they can do other than give you a drug or some synthetic or something that's more acidic, make your body more acidic for the moment, and it's not doing anything to help the body heal itself. And that's where we like to work, showing people how to get the body to heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Coy, for those who might not know, I mean, I know that everybody might think they know what arthritis is, but what is arthritis?
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody goes to the doctor and they said, doctor says, diagnoses them with arthritis, what exactly is the doctor saying to them?
Well, basically, their body is full of inflammation. Arthritis is nothing more than inflammation that affects mostly your joints, but it can also affect your organs in the body and almost any part of the body. You can have arthritis almost in any part of the body, or not only the joints, but I guess for this, most people familiar with the joint problem, you get the pain and the inflammation. But it can also go and move into your lungs, your liver. It can move to almost any part of the body. So it's just, again, it's just inflammation that comes from an improper diet, and we have to learn how to clean up our diet to reverse that condition, and it's not that difficult to do. But first of all, you gotta, you can pray, but you can have faith, but you can't pray and have faith and fear too. And most of the time, we wind up, because we are fearful that if we don't do what the doctors say that we'll die, we go along with the doctor, and we never exercise our faith or even get to a place to where we can understand what faith is in terms of healing yourself. So I do a lot with people with, you know, letting go of that fear, because fear is usually what causes the problem in the first place. We're just too afraid to step outside of what the doctors say, and what the doctors say is not enough to heal the body, or what the doctor does is not enough correct the condition in the body, because they just only can temporarily cover it up or temporarily make you feel better. But usually you wind up being on a medication or some kind of condition the rest of your life, and you never really actually get rid of it because you really never change the way you treat your body. So we have to get to a place to where we know what the body needs and know where to get it and how to get it and work through getting rid of the fear, and you'll find that everything will start falling in place, and that's true faith when you give up the fear and start exercising your right to take care of yourself. That's really what it comes down to. If you can't get there, then you're going to be on a medication all your life, or you're going to die from a disease that's unnecessarily.
Well, let's talk about fear. Let's stay there for a quick second, because you might take somebody, let's take two people. One has arthritis and one has high blood pressure. Now, the one with arthritis, it might be easier for this person to exercise faith for the healing of arthritis and changing their diet to a livid, letting go of the meat, the dairy, the sugar, and the processed foods and all of that. It might be easier for that person because if they don't take the allopathic medicine, I mean, I don't mean to minimize pain, but the worst they'll probably experience is if it's joint pain. Let's say it's arthritis in the hand, you know, or the knee. Okay, they'll be in pain. Whereas it has high blood pressure. Now, if they decide, okay, I'm going to change my diet to a livid and I want to get off this high blood pressure medication, the doctor's telling them, look, if you don't take this medication, you might have a stroke. You know, you might die. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
I mean, the fear factor. Yeah, so the fear factor is different for people with different, you know, ailments. So what would you say, somebody, just to talk about high blood pressure briefly, because there may be somebody out there listening that has that, when they're faced with a condition and the doctor's saying, listen, if you don't take this medication, you're going to die. And then they hear a show like this and they hear you saying, well, we can cure that. That's no high blood pressure.
That's
easy to bring. You know? So
yeah, well,
you
if you,
to somebody that's
listening, if you have high blood pressure, you want to, first of all, always you want to do, like you say, move from a diet to a livid, and, you know, eliminate the dairy, the sugar, the meat, the fats, all that kind of stuff you want to do. That's the basic stuff you do. But in addition, if you got high blood pressure, not only is you have the inflammation, you also have what we call the condition called with the blood pressure problem. You have the stress, because when you eat wrong, or if you're not eating right, or if you don't change something in your life that's creating this condition, you're going to find that you're going to run into a condition affecting of adding the additional problem of stress. So stress is oftentimes the number one reason we get to a breakdown, is because the inflammation and the pain and all of that, it puts stress on the body. The food that we eat will put stress on the body, and you start clogging up your arteries, and your body's trying to do the right thing, and you keep doing the wrong thing, and that goes with the leads to strokes and heart attacks that probably still would be considered the number one killer that we have to contend with, because the end result of that inflammation, or not dealing with the inflammation, or not changing your diet to live it, is death. You're going to die. So the pressure part is just the a stage in the process of disease that let you know that you really need to do something different. And learning how to do that is not difficult, but it's something that you have to take the effort and have the ability to change and do the right thing. And you'll find that a lot of that would clear up. The problem we have oftentimes is that we can't change. We are stuck into this system where we have to deal with this stress every day, going to work, your children, all kind of stressful situations come up, eating too much sugar, eating too much dairy, or eating too much meat. We don't do the things to reverse the condition, and so we live with it on medication, and they tell us if you stop taking the medication, you could die. So that's even more fear, more fear, more stress on the body that leads to other things and basically breaks down to the disease process. And that's what oftentimes happens to us. Even though sometimes we know what to do, we don't have the ability to do it because we're just fearful. We're afraid of change. People are afraid to change, and they'll do anything but change. But when it comes to the body, your body will tell you what you need to do, and it will tell you how to do it oftentimes if you listen to your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Coy, could you talk about, and because I know this is a huge piece in the whole holistic health field, and this is where people have a big, big challenge, and that's when it comes to letting go of meat and, dairy and sugar and the other things, just making that change. But for some people, meat is a daily thing. They might have meat three with every meal. They might have ham and eggs for breakfast, hamburger for dinner, and chicken for lunch, So could you talk about meat and the why you don't want to eat it? And the benefits of letting it go, and how meat contributes to the inflammation in the body that causes most disease?
Well, it's a dead flesh. Your body is a live enzyme organism. It needs live enzyme food. So when you take a product like meat and you cook it and you put all the stuff you put on it and you eat it, your body don't know what to do with it. It'll take that meat. It'll decide, well, I guess I don't know what to do with this, so I'm going to put it over here in the pancreas, and that leads to diabetes, or I'm going to put it over here and you let it go through your arteries, and that leads to high blood pressure. Or you progress from that to a kidney disease, and then you go into this stroke or heart attack situation. Simply because your body is not designed to eat flesh. We don't have claws to tear meat up, and when you eat a cooked food, it's like eating poison, basically. If you eat a cooked food, you're going to get, it's just going to go into your system. There's nothing there that the body can take out of it that's useful or that can help the body. So you wind up piling more meat on top of meat, and when you get this condition, the last thing you want to do is stop eating meat, and it's sometimes difficult if you don't understand how the body works and that it needs live enzyme food. In fact, we should be eating more raw than anything else, but, the vegetarians can lightly steam or cook their vegetables to sort of help them break it down. But ideally, you want to get to a place to where you can just take a vegetable or fruit and juice it and drink the juice from the fruit, and that's what we call live enzyme food, and it's very healing to the body, and it'll enable you to overcome most any condition that you are confronted with.
So when it comes to arthritis, if I'm not mistaken, meat actually causes uric acid in the joints. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's the major leading cause of arthritis. Eating meat, and it turns into uric acid. That uric acid attacks the bone, and it begins to eat away at the bone because you're not getting the proper amount of calcium or the proper calcium to keep the bone strong. So when the body starts looking for calcium, it goes into the bone and start pulling it out of the bone. And you say, well, I drink milk. Well, that's the worst thing you can do to get calcium. Your best calcium comes from vegetables, your grains, nuts, and seeds. And if you stay with that, you won't have an arthritic problem. But if you try to get your supplements through meat, you're going to find that you're going to have some kind of breakdown in the joint or some kind of inflammation in the body that's going to turn into arthritis. And the arthritis can also come from sugar. We eat synthetic sugars. We drink a lot of sodas. We like, you know, it's a big thing to have a Pepsi or Coke every day. Some people have two or three. But the problem with that is acidic, and it also blocks the absorption of calcium into the body. And the body, again, goes back into the bone to pull the calcium out, and it creates this inflammation and pain that you get that we normally call arthritis. But both of them are very easily avoided or eliminated simply by eliminating sugar and meat from your diet.
You know, and for those who are hearing this information and thinking that, you know, I can't do that, yes, you can. And actually, we'll now tell you, give you more information during this show about Brother Coy's establishment called Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., where they actually prepare vegetarian food. So for those of you, I know that there are people out there that can't even imagine the thought of being a vegetarian. I was like that. You know, I mean, I didn't become a vegetarian until I started doing a Holistic Health show. And hearing this information over and over and over again, it really became a no-brainer. And I found myself going by Coy's stop. And I guarantee you, if you just make a trip over there, you're going to start something. And you're going to keep going back. I see you're going to be a repeat customer. Okay, if you stop past there once, you're going to be back again. So we'll tell you information on how you can get over the Secrets of Nature. You can sample some vegetarian food, vegan food, and I guarantee you it could be the start of the change that you've been needing to make. And I guarantee you it's going to be the most delicious change you ever made in your life. Well, real quick, can we talk rheumatoid arthritis? I mean, I know when people talk about arthritis, we found out that there are different types of arthritis. I had no idea there were so many different types of arthritis. I thought that there was just arthritis, would you say regular arthritis, and then rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't know there were so many different types of arthritis. But what is rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, it's a type of inflammatory arthritis, and it is an autoimmune disorder. It affects your immune system. And when the body, the body's own immune system attacks the what they call the synovium, the cell lining inside the joints, it's called. An overactive immune system can be just as harmful as a weak one. So the autoimmune disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, is a self-attacking self-disease. A self-attacking self-disease, they call it. And in other words, your body starts eating up itself. And it's because the inflammation that's created from arthritis goes into the autoimmune system, and the autoimmune system can't filter out. You remember the autoimmune system is the system that take nutrition to the cell and bring the waste from the cell. When you get rheumatoid arthritis, your immune system is not able to do that, and so you break down or your body start eating itself because you're not giving your immune system a chance to do what it's supposed to do. So the nutrition never get all the way to the cell, the waste never get all the way out of the cell, and you wind up with something called rheumatoid arthritis. But that's generally the case in most diseases that we get, and we find that rheumatoid arthritis is just another form of that inflammation and pain and lack of oxygen. We don't get enough, we don't breathe properly, so we're short on oxygen, and that also affects the immune system because the immune system doesn't have a heart to pump the lymphatic system. You have to breathe, you have to move, you have to exercise, and when we are not doing that, we are leaving our bodies open to be ravished by what's something called rheumatoid arthritis.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I see everybody online. I want to give the online number for those who are online listening. The number to call in is 347 324 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. If you're already on and you're listening by phone and you have a question, just like to say hey to Koi, like to make a comment, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone and it will let me know, and then I can bring you on and you can make your comment or ask your question. Brother Koi, let's talk about, if we can, the role of even dairy. I mean, because, again, we've talked about meat and the effects and the side effects, the negative side effects of meat as it relates to arthritis. What about dairy, the role that dairy plays? I know that when you're talking dairy, you're talking mucus. So can we talk about mucus and the role that that plays in somebody contacting arthritis?
Well, again, your body is a live enzyme organism, and it needs live enzyme food, and the milk that they give us has been pasteurized, and it's usually in its final form, it's nothing but blood and pus. So when you drink that, it shuts down your immune system, it shuts down the ability of your body to function right. It oftentimes is a major cause of asthma in children or skin disorders in children. If you have a child that have some, like the rashes and the itching, oftentimes that comes from milk. So milk is one of the things we need to eliminate from our diet. If you can't do the meat, maybe at least start with the milk and the ice cream, the regular ice cream that they give you that's made from milk. Because like I say, we're a live enzyme organism. We need live enzyme food, and milk is a dead food. It's nothing in it that you can use, that the body can use to give it calcium or any other nutrition that you might need. It only smothers the body, diminishes your ability to use oxygen, and it again gets into the immune system and shuts it down with the mucus. You because your body is so full of this dead food, it builds up into mucus. It shuts down the immune system, and it also clog up your arteries. So if nothing else, we should be able to get rid of dairy products. Cheese, now some cheese, if it's raw cheese, you may be able to sparingly use that. But most of the cheese that we get is made from pasteurized milk, and it turns into a plastic in the colon. So your body can't assimilate any of the nutrition that you might be putting in it. The cheese is going to block the absorption of it, and it's going to lead to these conditions that we get, including arthritis. It also leads to high blood pressure. It also leads to the arthritis and the other forms of arthritis, and also other forms of disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of that. That's generally milk is the original culprit that brings that about, gives you, makes your body susceptible to these diseases. So I think milk is probably one of the worst things that they've ever given us to eat. And because we don't raise our own food and don't know how to feed the body, we generally wind up using the dairy products and the meats to as food. And it's particularly for people of color, it's really a deadly, almost poison that we are eating. And we need to change that by eliminating those things from the diet.
Well, you know what, Brother Quay? I know that a lot of people, when it comes to healing and they're hearing information like this, the first thing they want to know is, okay, how long? You know, because we're a results-oriented people, you know. We want to know, okay, if I make this change, if I sacrifice my ice cream, if I sacrifice my beloved, and, you know, all of these things, how long will it take to rid my body of arthritis or high blood pressure or whatever? How long does it normally take? We'll just take arthritis, for example. And maybe it depends on the stages and the type of arthritis, but as a general rule of thumb, if somebody came to you today and they had arthritis and you took them and put them on a diet or a live-it consisting of plant-based nutrition, about how long could they expect before they actually saw improvement?
Well, I would say at least 90 days. It's going to take you 90 days to begin to heal. And then you have to add 1 month for each year you've had the condition to continuously be on a good livid diet, where you are getting the proper nutrition, you're eating right, you are drinking your water, you're getting your rest, you're eliminating your stress. All of that can be done in about 90 days, and then add 1 month for each year you've had whatever condition you're trying to get rid of.
Now, there might be some people that actually not quite sure how long they've had it, because they may have put off going to the doctor. You know, I was actually reading a stat today where they were talking about how African-Americans tend to not go to the doctor as much as other cultures. And so by the time somebody does go, they may have found out about it today, but they may have had it for years. You know,
yeah,
so,
but idea is
you know,
once,
so
you,
that
once
might...
you get on the right track, you don't go back. You stay on it. You don't. Why would you go back then drink milk or eating the meat if you got off of it and you get well? Why would you go back to it anyway? So it's a lifetime. It's a lifestyle change. It's a change in your whole life that you have to adjust to. And we say 90 days to begin to heal in 1 month, but that's what we're really saying is forever. You don't want to go back, and you want to continue to do the things that got you well in the first place.
You know what's amazing, Brother Coy, is that we don't even consider our health sometimes until we get sick. You know, I didn't even think about just what a blessing it was to walk until I got hit by a car and was in a wheelchair and seeing everybody else walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, man, I just took walking for granted when I couldn't just get up and walk to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It really dawned on me just how precious health is, you know, and we don't even consider it until we get a bad report in many cases.
Unfortunately,
you know?
that's so often the case. We think we are invincible, and we think we're going to always be 19 or 21, and we're going to always have this body. But you got to look back and say that if you've been raised eating meat, if you've been raised drinking milk, those kind of things you're going to have to consider. And even though you may be able to do it all the way up until you're 30 or 40, sooner or later you're going to have to pay the piper. And that piper comes oftentimes when you at the worst time and at the most inopportune time for you to do something about it. So even though we don't recognize that we can't do these things and continue, we can't continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. It takes us a while to get there because the body is miraculous. It can carry you for maybe 40, 50 years with no problem. But when those problems start coming, oftentimes it's too late to change. Or if you change, it's going to take longer for your body to recover. But that's no reason why you shouldn't go ahead and begin to do that which you know is right. Once you find out what it is, you start doing it as soon as you know, and don't change. Don't get off of it, and don't go back on the stuff that you got off of. That is the most, that's just human nature. We like to do what we like to do. We are creatures of habit. We want it right now. That's why we get hooked on drugs, and that's why we like to go to the doctor so we can get some drugs so we can get fixed. But it's not doing what your body needs, and you have to recognize that and begin to make the changes necessary to give the body what it needs so that it can give you what you want out of it. The sooner you start, the better. You might hear us talking about these things, and right now you're at your prime and on the way out the door to play basketball, but you need to start thinking about what you're eating, whether or not it's food or not, and whether or not it's giving your body anything that can really make a difference. Oftentimes now, you know, the foods that we get, a lot of it is genetically modified. A lot of it is full of pesticides, chemicals, and antibiotics, all of those things we're eating. So we can't continue to eat those things and expect it not to affect us. We're going to be just like the horse or the pig or whatever we're eating. All the things that gave that pig is going into you, and it's going to create unnecessary problems in the body that I guess that's why some people say we should eat organic, because ideally organic doesn't get all the pesticides and all the other stuff. But it's difficult. It's more difficult now, and it's getting more difficult to do organic unless you're doing it yourself. And unless you know where it comes from, you don't know whether or not it's organic or not. But if you can, it's a good idea to do that. But you have to keep it up. You can't eat organic today and then go eat the poison tomorrow thinking that you're gonna be all right or that you're doing something. Because eventually it's going to break down your immune system, and your immune system is going to lead to all the diseases we talk about tonight, particularly arthritis.
Well, what do you say to somebody, Brother Coy, that says, you know, well, my grandmother, she lived to be 110, and she ate meat, dairy, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and drank a pint of Wild Irish Rose, and lived to be 110 years old.
There's always exceptions.
So why can't I eat meat?
Well, there's always exceptions, but I would say that there was something that your grandmother or your grandfather did that you are not doing. They may have done meat all their life, or drink or smoked all their life, but chances are they got up and they went out and they worked all day, and they would exercise that immune system. The immune system would do what it's supposed to do and kick out that poison, and they could function doing that. But these days we are so sedentary, and after we get particularly over 30 or 40, we tend to slow down on our exercises, and your body becomes like a board. It just stiffens up because it's so full of all of this stuff you done put in it all your life, and your immune system can't function any longer, and you've got these organs that are affected, like the pancreas, which leads to diabetes, or the arteries that lead to high blood pressure, and the diet is putting stress on the body, and sooner or later that's why mainly we can't do what our grandmothers and grandfathers did, because we don't work like they work. We went out in the field and we would work from sun up to sundown, and working it off and doing that kind of stuff, you can get away with a lot of stuff. But sooner or later, your chances are the grandmother has some arthritis and say, my knees ain't what they used to be, and I can't do this, I can't bend down, I can't get on my knees no more. All of that stuff comes at them, and they may be living, but they're living with some kind of condition. So we want to move toward living with no disease. And if we can get to that, we would be, I think, on the right track.
You know, you just said something very, very important, and that is that they might live to be 110, but at 110, they might have arthritis, and they might have diabetes, and they might have, they live to be 110, but they didn't tell you what they died of.
That's correct.
They might have had heart, they may have had heart, diabetes, arthritis, everything.
Yeah. And you don't get warnings with heart attacks. They just seem to just pop up on you, boom, and you're gone. But, there are say, exceptions to the rule. Some people can do all these things, and the body is, like we say, miraculous. But if you do these things, chances are you're going to have some kind of condition that's going to affect you in your older age. And you may be able to live with it because you got some liniment that you can rub on it, or you can you got some other stuff you can do, but maybe take a shot of bourbon or something tonight before you go to bed. But all of that stimulates the immune system and help push stuff out. So it's best not to, but if you find that you can do that, that's great. But chances are you're going to wind up with something and die from some kind of disease, even in your old age.
Everybody, my special guest is Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you have a question and you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1, and then you can ask your question or make your comment. Brother Coy, could you talk about alkaline versus acidity? Because when it all boils down to it, I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, so
that's correct.
that's a very, very important piece that I think people that are trying to make the change need to know why they're sick. Anytime somebody has been diagnosed with any kind of disease, whether it's high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, whatever, that's one telltale sign that the body is acidic. Is that correct?
Acidic. That's most. If you can keep your body alkaline, in other words, you have a pH balance that you're dealing with. If you can keep your body alkaline and get the right oxygen and move that lymphatic system, you're going to find that you can pretty much overcome a lot of stuff. But in the end, if you don't keep your body at the pH, proper pH, which is about 7.3, and there are a number of gauges or thermometers or whatever you can use to measure your pH. There are a number of them, and you can learn how to do that. You can pH your saliva, you can pH your urine, and if you can keep that pH somewhere around 7.3 and not below 7, try to stay above 7, you're going to find you're going to avoid a lot of diseases. You're going to that's what we call disease prevention. Because if your body is alkaline, you can't get sick. A disease cannot live in an alkaline state. So it's important that we learn how to recognize your pH or just eat raw. Eat as much raw as you can. Eat as much raw fruit, raw vegetables. That's a good way to maintain a good pH balance. If that's something you can do, that's probably the safest thing to do. Just make sure that most of your meals are raw. Or at least if you engage in cook food, do it sparingly, maybe one or two meals a week that you eat meat or something like that is on the right track. But you want to move to a place to where you want to keep as much acid out of the body as you can. And dairy, sugar, and meat turns into straight-up acid in the body, and it's going to lead to some kind of disease.
Now, when you mention eating raw, for a lot of people that, you know, love cooked food, that's not a very appealing, you know, alternative to a lot of people. You know, when they think of raw, they think raw. They don't think now that, for example, well, let's talk about cooked food for a moment. When you cook the food, whatever nutrients are in the food, for the most part, are, you know, cooked out of the food, correct?
You kill it, yes. If
okay.
you heat it over 120 degrees, it's dead.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So you can heat it up to a particular point where you maintain the nutrients, and it's still considered raw, right? I mean, it's still...
That's correct. You can lightly steam or stir fry or something like that, but don't cook it till it falls apart or you can't recognize what it is. You don't want to cook it that long, right? You want to be able to recognize it, and when you bite it, you want to be able to taste the bean or taste the vegetable or taste the fruit that you are eating. And you should be full of moisture. That's another way to get water into your system. If you cook it too long, you're going to cook all the water out, and it's not going to give you the nutrition that you're looking for.
You know, Brother Coy, earlier you mentioned sugar and arthritis. Could you talk about that? I mean, because I think a lot of times people don't even consider the role that sugar even plays in arthritis. Normally, when people think of a disease associated with sugar, they think of diabetes, you know.
Right.
So you mentioned sugar also can add to complications in your joints, correct?
Yes. The problem with sugar is that it blocks the body's ability to assimilate calcium. And this is usually... when we talk about sugar, we're talking about the sugar that's added to your food, not necessarily the food that comes naturally with sugar. These are added sugar that we put in the food, particularly those chemicals that you use to sweeten your coffee. What's that sweetener we use?
Blender?
Most of them. Splenda, and saccharin and all of that kind of stuff. Those are chemicals, and it blocks the body's ability to assimilate calcium. And when the body goes looking for calcium, it can't find any, it's going to your bone, and it'll pull the calcium out of your bone, and that's where you weaken your joints and you move into this state of arthritis or joint problems, or it can lead into diabetes, it can lead into heart conditions. It's simply putting a synthetic product in your body that your body can't assimilate, and it breaks down the pancreas and it leads to all kind of other conditions that unnecessarily, that are preventable. These are preventable conditions that we can do something about simply by knowing how to eliminate the dairy and the sugar, and the, when we say sugar, we say added sugar to the product, and the animal fat. Animal fat also brings in the cholesterol and all that. All of those things blocks the body's ability to assimilate calcium from the food. And so the body is going to go looking for when it needs calcium. It's going to go to your teeth. It's going to go to your bones. It's going to go to any structural skeletal part of your body and pull it out. And where it gets most of that calcium from is going to break down into some disease like arthritis.
And as we talked about in the previous show, when Coy says animal fat, he's not talking about just cutting the fat from around the steak. The meat has animal fat in it, so even if you were to cut the fat off the steak, and you would still be eating animal fat once you consume that dead flesh, correct?
The fat is intertwined in the meat itself, and you cannot cut it out. Now, the fat that we can cut out is fine. We can cut it out, but that fat is just the excess fat that is built up around that solid meat, and the fat goes all the way through the meat and it's part of the meat. That's why when you cook a piece of meat, you get all this grease out of it, and that's because it's fat in the meat. So you cannot, if you want to avoid eating fat, you got to avoid eating meat.
Mm. Well, Brother Coy, could we also talk about briefly just the dangers of allopathic medicine, because there might be somebody listening to the show that says, yes, okay, I got arthritis and, you know, doctor's giving me medication. I'd rather just go ahead and take the medication instead of just changing my diet to a livid. Just seems like too much work, man. I got to, now you're telling me I can't eat my favorite foods. I can't eat my ice cream, my pizza, my meat, you know, my chicken, you know, and I just rather go ahead and take a pill, you know. What about the side effects of taking that pill?
Well, that's the other part. You first of all, you're not doing anything to correct the condition because you're still doing what you've been doing. And when you get the side effects, it's going to be it's going to lead to one from one thing to another. You're not going to ever correct the condition if you can continue to eat the same. And we like a fast fix. We like to go to the doctor and get them drugs. And we take a drug and we sit around dazed all day, and we think we're doing something, and we continue to go out to eat at McDonald's or wherever you eat that sell the animals, and you find that you're just on a roller coaster riding around and around and around and not going anywhere. So you can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. So the best way to address any condition that you might be confronted with is to change your diet to a livid. And that means you need to eat live food, you need to eliminate animal from your diet, you need to eliminate anything from an animal from your diet, and you'll find that your body will respond in a way that will give you the health that you're looking for. If you don't do that, then you're just playing Russian roulette. Sooner or later, you're going to hit that one bullet in the chamber that's going to blow your head off.
Woo! I heard that. Everybody, my special Coy Dunston, telling it like it is, you know, and for everybody that's tuned into the show, I just want you to know that, you know, you didn't hear this show by accident. You know, you're here on purpose. You know, everybody that's listening actually tuned in on purpose. So either the show, this information is for you, or it's for somebody that you know. There's no other reason for you to be here. It's either for you, or it's for somebody that you know, or it could be for you and somebody that you know.
Somebody that you
so
know.
So I ask everybody, share the link, because share this information with other people, because it can really actually change somebody's life. You know, if 10 people hear this information, shoot, who knows how many of the 10 will take it and go and make some changes, make the changes in their life. But I do believe this, that if God came to everybody listening that has a health condition and says, look, I can get rid of that. I've heard your prayers. Now I'm coming to you with the answer. I want you to go take everything out of your refrigerator, throw it away, and replace all of the dead food, the dairy, the sugar, and all of that. Replace it with live foods, and I guarantee you that within 6 months, you'll be a changed person. There are some
Absolutely.
People that would walk away, drop their eyes and walk away, just like the
yeah.
man in the Bible when
yeah,
Jesus told
yeah.
him, listen.
The rich man, yeah, that had it all. Yeah.
Some people will walk away sad and be like, I'm sorry, Lord, I can't throw my chicken out, man. I just bought that chicken. You know how much
That's
that
correct.
Chicken cost? You know?
Yeah.
So, Brother Corey, lastly, before we give your information, can you just talk about the need for change? Because for a lot of people, change is the hardest thing in the world. We've been doing the same thing for years. I mean, we've been eating a particular way for some 30, some 40, some 50, some 60 years. And to now say, okay, you have a choice to make. Look, your body has gotten to this point. It's unfortunate, but wherever you find yourself, whatever health ailment it is, whether it's diabetes, whether it's arthritis, high blood pressure, cancer, whatever it is, look, it is what it is. This is where you are. You're here. Now, you have a choice to make, okay? You're being presented today with a choice. What are you going to do? Now, you can either take this information, it can go in one ear and out the other and say, okay, not today, you know. Or you can say, listen, I want to change, but I'm finding it difficult to change. Brother Corey, talk about change, if you could, why it's so important and why each and every one of us, when we look in the mirror, that person looking back at us is worth the change.
Well, if you look at change, it's inevitable. We're going to age. As we get older, we're going to encounter more conditions. And if you can learn how to change, the sooner you learn how to change, the better off you're going to be in the long run, because you're going to learn. But learning how to change is important. Most of us may not know exactly where to start. I would recommend find you someone you can talk to that can give you some good information on how to make the changes that you need to make based on where you are now, and you know, make up your mind that this is something you're going to do. Either you are or you ain't. Either you can or you can't, or you is or you ain't. So you have to get to a place to where, yes, I'm going to do this. And I'm sensing in the community as a whole that people are looking for change. They are willing to change, but oftentimes they just don't know where to go or who to talk to or who to trust.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put their trust in the wrong place, I'd say. So a large part of change is learning how to trust what you learn and begin to live on that in a way that you begin to build your faith and your ability to feel comfortable that what you're doing is what needs to be done. And you'll find that change is something that you can embrace, and it can make your life a lot better if you learn how to make just a few simple changes. But you have to get to that place, and you have to get the right information so that when you make that change, you're doing the right thing. You don't want to go to a place that's going to give you information that tells you that you need to take some kind of chemical or some kind of drug in order to make yourself better. That's not the way to go. In some cases, maybe, and you may find that it may get you through a stage of the disease that you may be in, but in the long run, you still have to face the fact that you have to change, And the sooner you face that fact that you need to change, the better off you're going to be. And if you're not sure, find someone that can help you make that change and learn how to trust them, and you'll find that in 90 days, 6 months, you'll have the confidence to know that what you're doing is the right thing, and you just have to build on that and keep doing it you'll be evolving as long as you live, and you want to evolve as long as you can and stay as healthy as you can, because it does no good to go out and go to work every day and build all of this wealth, and then when you get to a place to where you really need to enjoy it, you can't because you're sick. Mm. That's not a good place to be. And oftentimes at that point, you are it's almost impossible to go back and rebuild your body to a place to where you can actually enjoy and all the wealth that you've accumulated in a way that you would want to enjoy, because you're going to be going to the doctor every day. You're going to be doing something to keep some organ going, and you're going to have a miserable life, and you're going to have all this money sitting over there, and it's all going to go back to the medical doctor, and you're going to wind up dead and broke.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's a regular on Juwanza for Life. Comes on once a month, and we talk about a different aspect of holistic health. I knew this show was going to be powerful. They always are when I speak to Brother Coy. And, again, you know the truth when you hear it. You heard it. And we talked about specifically arthritis today, but this information is for every disease. It doesn't matter what disease you have, because it all comes from the same thing. And if you cure one disease in the body, whatever else you got is going too. So, you know, a lot of these things come together, and they're going to leave together too. So if you just make the changes that are there, then you can do it. And I just want to encourage you that you can do it. It's the lifestyle change, and your circle may have to change. You know, you may have to stop, you know, going to the family reunions where, your weakness is those spare ribs, you know, or those chitlins or whatever the case is. You may have to pass up on that because, you know, hey, I can't eat that stuff. And if I'm around it, I'm not at a point yet where I can resist it. So you might have to just say, hey, I'm going to have to sit this one out, you know, because it's about your health, so that you can do what you were put here to do. You know, everybody's got a purpose. God put us all here with a purpose, but you can't fulfill that purpose if you're going back and forth to the doctor, as opposed to going back and forth to the doctor, getting prescribed medication and shots, dialysis. Wouldn't you much rather go back and forth to Secrets of Nature, you know, and get your meals and enjoy like-minded people who are on the same path as you, you know?
Yeah.
Again, I would much rather go back and forth to Secrets of Nature than going back and forth to the doctor. And I can guarantee you that, you know, when you go to Secrets of Nature, you'll be glad you did, because you're never glad going to the doctor. But I guarantee you, if you get by Secrets of Nature, you're going to be glad you did. Brother Coy, can you give your information so that people who heard this show and they say, you know, I've listened to Brother Coy, I've listened to his shows, and I just haven't gotten by there yet, and I keep telling myself I'm going to get over there. Well, now it's time to get over there. Brother Coy, how can they reach you, and what are your hours of operation and your address for those who want to stop by?
I'm here from 8 to 6. The location is 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest. You can pick it up off of 495 going north or south. You can come into the district and on South Capitol Street, and you'll find me just inside the Beltway about 2 miles in at 3923 South Capitol. My telephone is 202-562-0041. If you get lost, you can give me a ring and I'll see if I can guide you in, or you can just get some kind of what they call it, a GPS system, and it'll bring you here. But I'm not hard to find, and I'm here 8 to 6 every day but Sunday generally. Sometimes I'll take a day off, but if you leave me a message, let me know how to get in touch with you. I can call you back and we can start work on you. So that's how to get me.
And Brother Coy sells herbs as well. We didn't get into herbs, but we will. We can do that next time. But he does sell herbs for those of you who understand the benefit and the power of herbs. Brother Coy sells herbs, and wherever you are, if you're listening to this show and you're not in the Washington area, let's say you're in Tennessee or Oklahoma somewhere, we can get the herbs to you. Coy can ship them to you. I mean, if you're overseas, Coy can ship the herbs to you, so that's not a problem. So don't let the fact that you're not in the area make you feel that you cannot take advantage of the information and the products that Coy has, because he can get them to you. Brother Coy, I want to say thank you again, my brother, for all of the shows you do are magnificent. You know, for all of the years that you have helped to heal the planet, you know, one person at a time, and, you know, just the information that's so life-changing and so powerful. It's an awesome thing to actually be the tool in God's hand to actually heal somebody. And, I mean, that's just a powerful, powerful thing. I mean, when people come to you, sometimes their life is hanging in the balance, you know, and, you know, for you to be one to stand up and say, look, I'll work with you. I'll get you back to health if you just listen. You know, that's an awesome, awesome responsibility. And, you know, I thank you so much for all of the people that you, and we'll continue to help. Any parting words for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you making this forum available for me to get the word out, because that's what it's all about. We have to talk about it. We have to get it in front of as many people as we can, and we have to do it over and over and over until people get it. And so I appreciate what you do, and I think that I'm glad that I'm a part of your effort to get this word out and to get the people on the right track to heal. So I commend you on what you do, and without you, no one would hear me. I wouldn't be heard on this station, and I appreciate the opportunity you've given me to share. So, yes, I thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Brother Coy. It's a pleasure to work with you to get this information out, because, again, it's necessary, and I don't know of a higher calling. I mean, I really don't know of a higher calling than actually saving people's lives. I mean, what higher calling could there be than saving people's lives? And that's what you're doing, you know. So I have to support it, you know. So I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. I know we went over a little bit. Thank you for being gracious enough to go over a little bit. Again, everybody, I just implore you to get by Brother Coy's establishment. Again, the telephone number there is 202-562-0041. You need to have that written down where you can see it, put it on your refrigerator, so that every time you go into the refrigerator, I want you to write Coy Dunstan in big letters right above the number, so every time you're about to open that refrigerator, you see Coy's name, and then you think about about to eat.
That'll work. That'll work.
Be a constant reminder, you know. Would Coy sanction this? You know. So, again, the number is 202-562-0041. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. And make sure you get by there. Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Brother Coy, I want to thank you again, my brother. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I'm going to be in touch. To everybody, again, thank you so much for listening. Your health is your wealth. I mean, if you ain't got your health, you ain't got nothing. I mean, you can't do anything if you're not healthy enough to do it. And so that is the purpose of this show. It's called Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. Brother Coy, I'll be in touch.
I look forward to that, and you be blessed.
Thank you, my brother. Everybody, again, I'm going to say the number until you know it by heart. That's 202-562-0041. So easy to remember. 202-562-0041. That's Brother Coy Dunstan at Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Listen, your health is your wealth. Don't play with it, because you only get one. You only get one life in this incarnation. So, until the next time. My name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for your time. Peace and blessings.